Thanks to James Galbraith and his book Inequality and Instability, we see now the trend, and that it has momentum, which can only mean that it has a destination. A destination shape they are trying to make with bags of money as the scalpel to realize a plan of ever-tightening totalitarianism. And we see the hand behind that plan leading to that destination. As they gather in their boards of global finance, using money and credit and interest rates to sculpt a world based on rank and place. A world where thoughts are given and we the people perform with precision and utter complete predictability and willingness to set aside our souls. Nothing less would let their troubled hearts rest. Or so they think. And a destination means a plan because you can't reach one without it. And their plan is the key to determining their policy, which means we can see it unfold systematically and see that if we don't intervene globally, we will be carried to that destination like a boat swept helplessly downstream if we don't convene globally, electronically, and begin seeing another vision, a world in which we the people make our own decisions and downsize for all time, for all life, the philosopher statesman. And a destination underway by those who play at being kings means that we, their so-called subjects, are either taken by the hand or booted in order to move us to it. And as we are excused from this discussion, as we are but a factor in their calculations, we must ask ourselves these questions. Do we want this? Do we want to drift asleep through malevolent schemes? Do we want a world based on making tight spaces for our sisters and brothers to squeeze into? A world of making winners and losers? Do we want a world of rank? And to keep us being subjects means they must provide the thoughts we think. And these thoughts, the cons, must be repeated across the political spectrum ad infinitum. And this they learned from Bentham, that the people will believe with certainty only if these are the only thoughts we hear. And these thoughts are either pounded like a drumbeat in our ears or radiate quietly from the rigid structures around us. Grades, ranks, tests, monitoring, differential access to survival, differential access to the good life. And these thoughts must never be called into question, must ever be heard without exception. And this means they must never allow us to think, must give us our thoughts through their media and academic pundits. And our thought, consequently, cannot develop. Here are some of the drumbeat suggestive injunctions. Protect the economy, fix the state, work hard and be productive, find your passion or your calling, earn your chance at a little rest, respect authority, it knows best. Trust the experts to tell you true, to tell us who deserves due credit and who is in and who is out. Accept that rank reflects true merit and true merit steadfast service. Let our reason rule your heart and let your heart be quiet. Let our quest for perfection be your guide as you are small and ignorant and we are large and wise. All this can be determined just by seeing Galbraith's pattern.